This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three coming at you and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks. You won't believe some of the stuff they've got. Let's go to the phones, a blast from the past. Ed in Kentucky wants to talk about the Dick Act of 1902, probably why it's not followed. Yes, sir.
What's up, brother? Hoo-ah!
Yeah.
How are you?
I am okay. I am good.
You look well.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Do you know about everything that, you know about the heart attack and everything I went through?
Well, yeah, I heard. I'm glad you bounced back and you're getting your stamina back. You're getting your
my mojo
back. So, hey, yeah, your mojo. Get the football. Hey, a lot of people don't realize that the Dick Act of 1902, and this is actually stated, shall not be repealed. And it states that simply this: a right for a militia to form and to right to own and bear a weapon and to buy weapons, any necessity to protect their state as long as they have the money to buy them.
Right.
Now, New York, let's take New York for example. Their Second Amendment one further, our Second Amendment of the original Constitution says shall not be infringed. New York's put one better. They said will not be infringed, and what are they doing? They're infringing every day all over it. So they're violating not just the Constitution of 1776, yet their own state constitution. Okay? And this is the problem, Bill. We grew up knowing the Constitution. We grew up reading the Constitution because we had family members before us who served. The Constitution was taught in the homes. We studied it on our own. We know the Constitution. We knew the Constitution before we graduated high school. Yet, that's the thing about today's education is you even ask the police officer about the Dick Act. You know, too, they do what? See, they don't know.
Yeah, and well, it's not taught, and it's not taught for a reason.
Yeah, I know, because they don't want us to know our unalienable rights and our constitutional common law rights, and they don't want us to know because knowledge is power.
Well, the problem they're going to face, though, is that things have gotten ridiculous on the liberal side. It's gotten, it's gotten comically ridiculous.
And you've got
Katie Couric the other day got called out by the Daily Beast for her little creative edit with her little Under the Gun documentary. When the Daily Beast gets out there and criticizes you for being too liberal, hell has frozen over. So, I mean, this, we're seeing them build into what should be a, you know, I'm still waiting to see what happens with Hillary. I've heard that she has enough delegates now to cinch the Democratic nomination. I think that she's going to get indicted, and they're going to try to shoehorn Joe Biden in there, which Joe Biden would be harder to beat than Hillary, but Joe Biden would be four more years of Obama as well, and we can't afford either one of them. We can't afford Bernie Sanders without a doubt, but we can't afford any of them. And they are building.
We're fighting for president.
Say again?
They're fighting for president.
Oh, no, I would never run for that. I couldn't. I could not sit back and watch what happened in San Jose and not mobilize somebody to go out there and kick some fourth points of contact. I just could not do it.
That's the thing with you, President. There would be people there already saying, TCB, just take care of business. Keep the people safe, keep the Constitution safe, and handle the business.
See, the problem is that when I was doing local radio when Trump came to town, I was at the NRA meetup when Trump came to town. He's got all this Secret Service stuff. They don't allow anybody to be armed anywhere near him. And what I would have liked to have seen in San Jose is when they were chasing the Trump supporters, seeing them come around this bend and have somebody like me and 40 of my closest friends with me all tooled up and ready to rock, you know, and just looking at them like, okay, you guys are bad. We're badder. That's okay. But there's more of you than there are of us. But that don't matter either because we're going to make it equal real quick. So do you want to continue to chase those sheeple down the street that just want to say we're for Trump, or do you want to really get serious with something? And that would be my way of looking at it. But then, you know, they would have me on 60 Minutes and say, how could you?
Because it was the right thing to do.
It was the right thing to do, but I mean, I would love that. I am drawn to the politically incorrect. I'm drawn to them like a moth to a flame.
I am.
Yeah, political correctness is just, to me, is the worst of the worst.
No, that's, what's politically correct? Being constitutional, being spiritual, being a human being, being a humanitarian.
No, that's naturally correct. That's naturally correct.
Well, to them, that's very unpolitically correct.
I know, but that's okay. I don't care. They're tree-hugging pacifists.
If the way we are upsets, then that means we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, but I think very shortly, Ed, there's going to be a moment when we're going to have to actually throw slings over shoulders and everybody, and I hope I'm wrong about that. I do, because it's going to be ugly, but, you know, it's going to be ugly anyway.
We've done it before, Bill. You know I got your six.
Yeah, thank you, sir. It's very good to have you back. You found a place. Stay with us, okay?
I will be with you.
Roger that.
Roger that. Ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah. Out of here. Thanks for the call. These things that are not taught today are not taught because nobody wants... Hitler understood that if he had the kids, he had the future. He understood that. Saul Alinsky understood that. And all you have are a bunch of Alinskyite people on the Democratic side, a bunch of not paying attention who enjoy the game too much on the Republican side, and nobody taking care of business. Nobody taking care of business. So, you know, does America know about the Dick Act? No, probably not. It was also, by the way, known as the Efficiency in Militia Act of 1903. There were some bad things that came out of it, but there were some good things that came out of it, too. This is where they started. This is where we saw the beginning of the National Guard. And they codified the circumstances under which the National Guard could be federalized, which... You know, we know how that works. They're not supposed to be sent outside the United States. Did you know that? Not according to the Dick Act. Mm-mm. Well, we don't pay attention to that. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio.
This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Yeah.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. You won't believe the stuff they keep in stock. In San Jose last Thursday, the public lost the battle, but the liberals have lost the war. Back in the day, Louis L'Amour, the great and prolific writer of Westerns, was being interviewed, and he was asked about High Noon, the great Western movie with Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly, where a bunch of bad guys just out of jail were coming in town to kill Cooper, the sheriff, who put them away. The movie focuses on a clock which shows High Noon getting closer and closer. Townsmen, one by one, stop by the sheriff's office acting nervously and say they have some urgent task to do, so they won't be able to help the sheriff. He's left all alone to face the bad guys. Louis L'Amour did not like High Noon. He said, this is not America. This is some communist fantasy of America. This is exactly what America was not about. Let me explain it to you. Two-thirds of the men who settled the Old West, 1865 to 1895, were Civil War veterans. They knew how to shoot, and they taught their kids to shoot. They were homesteaders, worked the land themselves in most cases, and had nowhere else to go. That is where they were. The Westerns that you see in films and on TV really took place on the wrong side of the tracks. There was also a respectable part of town where standards were maintained by the townsfolk. If some bunch of bad guys took it into their heads that they were going to take over a town, every citizen within miles would show up with a rifle, sometimes having elected an officer from one side or the other in the late war. They would simply mow down the bad guys. There's not a single instance of outlaws overrunning the citizens. That sheriff would never have been left out there alone. In 1876, the Jesse James gang, having worn out their welcome in Missouri, decided to take down a bank in Northfield, Minnesota. If you've ever seen that movie, The Long Riders, you'll know what I'm talking about. They traveled up there by train and rode into town on horses. After they got inside the bank and pulled out their guns, one of the clerks ran out of the bank onto the main street of town, shouting that the bank was being robbed. There was no FDIC in those days, no deposit insurance, so if the bank lost the money was gone. Some minutes later, the James gang started to exit the bank, and they were met with a hail of bullets. Townsfolk were firing virtually from every window and every building. The Youngers, that were played by the Carradine brothers, were actually, they sucked up a bunch of those rounds. They did get away, but they were cut to pieces and they were caught, except for the James brothers themselves. Jesse James was famously later killed at home by Bob Ford. The point is that the Northfield, Minnesota raid and the lesser-known Dalton gang raid on Coffeyville, Kansas, was stopped cold by the citizenry. The riotous opposition to Donald Trump's rally in San Jose last Thursday was Northfield, Minnesota. Not exactly. History never repeats, and Trump supporters, the public, minding their own business, got the worst of it. But that fracas, with some excellent video of citizens being assaulted and or taken down, showed the public what is at stake. So, are we a constitutional republic or not? I'm going to make a prediction. The crowds at these rallies are going to increase. They're going to grow. They're not going to diminish. Hopefully, we're not talking about vigilante, but they will be more prepared to cut a path through the paid thugs that were there this time. Next time is going to be different. And the public is going to prevail. Liberals got away with this before in the past because it was on the fringe, because the public was not engaged. The problem today is the public is engaged. Now, I took an oath to defend this country. And when I was overseas and when I was in uniform, it never occurred to me that my biggest enemy might be my fellow countrymen. And sadly now, that seems like that is the case. The only problem is that my fellow countrymen that do use mob behavior to go after people that are not combatants don't really understand the nature of what violence is and how to employ it and what to do with it if you have to use it. And that is a flaw in their strategy. If you're going to go against people and try to bring violence to them, and they're ready to meet your violence with worse violence, this is no way to run an agenda, believe me. If you're chasing someone and they're trying to get away from you, well, yeah, you're going to be brave. And if you've got numbers and everything and you're cutting people out and you're counting on nobody getting involved, that's fine. But I'll give you a really good example of what happens when you're chasing or when you're running hard. In the, when we were going through Iraq, those guys were going so fast that their logistical train could not keep up with them. And what was happening was they would punch through and just keep on going. And there would be some moments where the Iraqis, they'd be shaking their heads like, what just happened? But then the logistical people would have to come and they would have to fight too, which is not the way that's supposed to run. That kind of combat where you're punching through, just like with ballistic gelatin, you punch through, you create a big gap, and then it collapses behind you. This is what they're doing. They don't understand that. They're going to be chasing some people, and that crowd is going to collapse behind them, and they're going to turn, all of a sudden they're going to stop, and they're going to turn around, and they're going to be surrounded. What will the Trump supporters do then? That's the question. I sincerely hope they don't do what my first impulse would be to want to do. Because I would want to, I'd want to make an example of these people. Chasing after people just because they don't share your opinion, that is not America. That's not America. Now, I know in San Jose, that was La Raza. I know the police chief of San Jose is a part of La Raza, and that's why he told his people not to do anything, not to incite them. That's malfeasance. But that's okay. There will be another day. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. In color, this is Lock and Load.
Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You will not believe the kind of guns they keep in stock for sale waiting for you to come there. And then for this stuff that you normally would order that you're going to have to wait for 12 weeks while they build it, well, they've already got it. It's coming to you like in 3 days. Check them out. The demonstrators that rioted in San Jose against typical Americans. Well, let's talk about them for a minute. Let's talk about what the response should be. The mayor of San Jose blamed Donald Trump for the violence. Of course, that's completely disingenuous. In the 21st century, in a democratic republic where the people rule, we can ask the question, what is going on here? Now, a few years ago, a liberal friend, if you want, I just knew him. It's not like we were going to dinner or anything. She told me a few years ago that she had always wanted to get into activism. And then they thought that activism was protesting. She thought that, protesting City Hall, protesting this, protesting that. This is the liberal activism culture. And they're teaching it to good little girls and boys in schools and universities across the country. It means that if you are a good little girl or boy, and you think that activism and peaceful protest are what every good little girl and good little boy should want to do. This is a boil on the American fourth point of contact. And I want a president who will lance this on the fair skin of America before it infects the whole nation. The liberal apology for activism, paraphrased from an email from a humanities professor, is that if you are a marginalized group, excluded from the mainstream of society, you need to look for help, and you find it probably on the left. Then the left takes up your cause and uses its power to help you. Only the left is not helping you. They're not using their power to help you. They're using street intimidation to force everyone else to help you. So let's ask this question. When is this activism justified? When is intimidation necessary? And the biggest question to ask is, how far do you think it should go? Some of the answers are quite simple. In the 19th century, the workers were migrating from the country to the factory jobs in the city, but they were outside the political system. The only way they could get the attention of the ruling class was with riots. But according to Michael Mann and the Sources of Social Power, once the workers got the vote and got their representatives into the parliaments and the quarters of power, they didn't need to riot anymore. So they didn't. Street action and riots are justified only for people excluded from the political community. The whole point of laws and elections and due process and representative assemblies and constitutions is to provide a spectrum of nonviolent means to petition government for the redress of grievances. They removed the excuse for revolutionary action, but the revolutionaries, the Marxists, the Luxembourgs, the Solalinskis, the Bill Ayers, they live for revolution and activism. If the patriarchy ups and gives the workers and then women the vote and then civil rights for African Americans because the patriarchal middle class is not that interested in power, what is to happen to the activists then, those poor things? And that answer is simple. It was formulated in the 1920s by the Frankfurt School. There always must be oppressed and marginalized groups other than the workers for whom protest, threatening violence, is the only option. And they, the activists and the intellectuals, will know the reason why. So liberal activists were always insisting that it is 1848 and today's fully enfranchised voters are just as oppressed and marginalized as workers of 1848. Only they aren't. Since 1800, per capita income has grown from $3 per day to $100 per day in the West. There has been nothing like it in human history ever. At $100 per day in a representative democracy with universal franchise, how bad can things be to justify lefty activists ginning up their peaceful protests and making non-negotiable demands to their paymasters in the liberal ruling class or thugging after Trump supporters? It is a very good question, and here's how the lefty friends have solved it. They insist that their latest political clients are as helpless as the workers of 1848 or the Southern blacks of Jim Crow. And so their street action is justified, according to them. So obviously this cunning plan cannot work unless people are forbidden to object to leftist activist rhetoric and peaceful protest. So hence the necessity of political correctness, naming and shaming, racist, sexist, homophobe, labeling, hate speech, and, everything else. Last time the left went into the streets in full activism mode, back in the 60s, America ended up with Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. Today, with the good little girls and boys of America, like educated to the lefty activism culture, it might end up different this time around. But whatever. If the United States is going to lance this boil of the left-wing activism culture and make America safe for people that are not interested in power, it's going to need a president who can name and shame the rioters of San Jose early and often, and anesthetize the liberal intellectuals and activists that egg them on and divide us. It's not going to be pretty. It is not going to be pretty. And for those of us that cannot handle that, best to sit it out. However, I will be able to handle it. Most of you will be able to handle it. So, there you have it. In order for them to protest, they have to continue to have somebody that is marginalized, that they have to champion. LGBT, Black America, illegal immigrants, whatever, however you want it to be. In the United States today, American citizens are enfranchised. Everybody can vote. There's no litmus test. There's no poll tax. All of that doesn't exist. So to get out there and to protest and to go against Trump because he's Trump, there's a lot of reasons to not like Trump. I get that. I understand that. But to go against him because it's a difference of opinion, and then to pummel his people, you guys are really making a big mistake here. You're making a big mistake here. This is where, Nixon came along. Nixon was like Obama. He believed the presidency was imperial and that he should be able to do whatever he wanted whenever he wanted. And he got caught and he got sent away. Unlike Obama, who believes the same thing. But out of that time period, we got Nixon and then we got Reagan. So the setup to this is simply this. All of this retroactive flower power, kumbaya nonsense that we're hearing is setting up a return to a republic if we will simply seize it when the time comes. Think about it. We'll be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Slam it. Slam it, Mark Farner, you crazy guitar player, you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Indeed, check them out. All right, as we get ready to go away for the evening, this coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. See, right now, one of the things being debated heavily is the concept of allowing those with a concealed carry permit to carry their guns on college campuses. And it's getting a lot of press because it drives the anti-gunners insane. The gun-hating academics are driven crazy. So here are some of the things that they're saying about guns that the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership have decided to attack back at them. First of all, there will be shootings over minor disputes and drunken students shooting up the campus. This is likely the case of anti-gunners projecting their own college behavior onto others. They smile at this one because it reminds them of some people that they knew in college who are now anti-gun progressives. You know, they're the ones who put good times and intoxicants ahead of education. Of course, if this view of college students as violent drunks is accurate, it brings into question the concept of making a liberal arts education available to all, which is not exactly a progressive line of thought. Next one is you won't be able to hit anything. Well, in certain places, neither can the police. You look at their hit percentage, but you don't have to hit a rapist or mass murderer to stop them. The rapist will usually run away, and the mass murderer will often surrender or commit suicide at the first sign of armed resistance. Terrorists are just going to have to be shot. Although hard numbers are not available, armed citizens have a fair number of the criminals they shoot at, some say more accurately than police do. Just because the gun controllers refuse to practice marksmanship doesn't mean that everyone is that foolish. Your gun will be taken away from you and used against you. This one is mostly directed at women on campus who wish to protect themselves from a sexual assault. They don't know you, but they assure you're not smart enough or brave enough to defend yourself with a gun. What's their proof? A 2012 paper examined over 200 cases of somebody being disarmed during a criminal assault and found that it was the criminals whose guns were taken away by a factor of about 20 to 1. Those who hate guns are simply projecting their own inadequacy and sexism onto others. Next one, everyone will be carrying a gun. This is a very silly straw man argument. Concealed carry permits are available in most states for people over 21 who have a clean criminal record. Typically, less than 10% of the adult population holds permits. Percentage will be far lower on campus, where many students are excluded due to their age. Only adults over 21 who are willing to deal with the expense, paperwork, training, and testing actually receive permits. That's a filter that takes people out who aren't responsibly deliberate and thoughtful, as well as those who have a history of violence. It can also take a substantial amount of money, which is in short supply for college students, even for those who don't spend it on booze. One of my favorites, I don't want vigilantes in my classroom. I saw this coming out of a New York Times column by a professor at the University of Texas. If he's going to bring up a Wild West analogy, he should at least know the meaning of the term. Vigilantes band together in groups to hunt criminals or to seek revenge without legal authority. An individual who simply arms himself or herself for self-defense is not a vigilante by any reasonable definition. The professor should be consulting a dictionary instead of watching, you know, Charles Bronson movies. The classroom is a place for passionate debates. Most of the heated discussions out there are pretty one-sided when leftist professors try to shove their beliefs down the throats of a captive audience. This may be why many professors are against legal campus carry. While it is highly unlikely that a student would shoot a rabid political science instructor, the minuscule chance of such a fate might make professors act a bit more professionally. They may fear that the good times are coming to an end. Campuses must continue to be gun-free zones. As the list of campus shootings and armed rapes proves, campuses are only make-believe. They're only make-believe gun-free zones. Signs don't keep killers and rapists from bringing guns onto campus, so the whole concept of a gun-free campus is a fraud. Another one of my favorites, if a mass murderer starts shooting people, another person with a gun will just make things worse. This is the most illogical and just plain asinine talking point of all. If a mass shooter is shooting at a group of people and I pop up and start shooting at him, he's going to have to engage me. So the mass of people will have a chance to get away while he and I are engaging each other. How can things possibly get any worse if a deranged killer is allowed to shoot defenseless people willy-nilly at will? Remember that a legally armed citizen who is under attack has a huge advantage over a responding police officer. The citizen knows who the bad guy is, while responding officers need to evaluate and control a large group of people they've never met. We should allow concealed carry, licensed concealed carry, on campus. Nationwide, we now have over 13 million licensees, and there are no significant issues with them. It works everywhere else in every other place where it is allowed. Where the gun-free zone is abolished, nothing bad ever happens. There are, you know, this is like, you know, when they're getting out there saying this is going to happen in the classroom. That's like saying that if I get out there and my coupon doesn't work at the Mass General store, then I'm going to shoot the person because my coupon doesn't work, but that doesn't ever happen. Campus carry is another non-issue that doesn't warrant this kind of response from these crazed academics. Now, one of the things, and, you know, where to start, where to stop, you know, the gun-free zone is a unicorn. It doesn't exist. You can declare a place a gun-free zone, but without some guns there to keep it and enforce that rule, it's going to, you know, guns can come in there. With nothing to stop guns from coming in there, they will come in. It is a very rare thing, but it is a very, you know, predictable thing. History, no matter what they say, you know, when they, one of the things that they try to get out there and do with these shootings is they try to say that anything where four people are shot is a mass shooting. And if it happens on the street or something, or if it happens in a house, then they say it didn't happen in a gun-free zone. These are not the kind of shootings we're talking about. If a shooting happens in the, you know, in the commission of a crime, if two drug dealers shoot each other, this is not a mass shooting. If two drug crews shoot each other, this is not a mass shooting. This is crime on crime. This is gang violence. That's a different category of crime. Familicide is a different category of crime. I mean, all of these are all very, very dangerous to get in the middle of, without a doubt. But they're different categories of crime. The Adam Lanzas of the world are not gangbangers. The James Holmeses of the world are not gangbangers. They're not killing their family. Lanza did kill his family, but, you know, his mom, but only as the beginning of his shooting spree. Don't confuse a lot of things. Don't let them confuse a lot of things for you. The problem with the academics today is that they may fear guns, okay? But what they really fear even more is being proven wrong. And they've already been proven wrong. There's too much concealed carry going on right now. There's what? There's 10 permitless carry states in the United States today, 9 or 10. Those 13 million permits, they don't even count against that. In those states, is there blood in the streets? You would think there is. Vermont, is there a lot of shooting going on in Vermont? Vermont's never had gun control, ever. And they never had a whole bunch of anything else happen there either, because everybody respects each other. An armed society is a polite society. Do it again in 21 hours tomorrow. Sean Maloney and the return of John Shrek McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.